I want to minister to you on the basis of taking the journey back to health. Remember now, the word journey means that it's step by step. There's a step by step insight and wisdom we must have from God to either regain your health or gain your health. Some of us who listen to me might not have never lived in health all the days of your life. So the first thing I want to talk to you about is understanding the principle of restored health. Understanding the principle of restored health. And then we need to understand, I'll just give you some scripture sometime for you to look. In Jeremiah 29:11, in the NIV Bible, for the next statement I'm going to make is important. Maintaining health was God's original plan. Maintaining health was God's original plan from the beginning. And then I want you to take this personally, and you probably will have to take it privately, because once you begin to function toward health, many people don't understand why you're doing what you're doing. So, but this statement will help you. It is time for the restoration of your health. Let me give you something I wrote down before I left home. My help, H-E-L-P, my help, healing, and health cometh from the Lord. My help, he's going to help you. Healing and health cometh from the Lord. I wrote down three words that we'll be dealing with over the months. Plan, P-L-A-N, is God's plan. It's for me to be healthy. Then my partnership with his plan, that I cooperate with him about my health. And then I wrote precious faith, because you don't need faith to function in health. In Psalm 139, verse 14, is a very powerful verse. It tells us how we are fearfully and wonderfully and marvelously made. And it tells us that our soul knows right well. Then 3 John 2 is very important. Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Now, as I taught earlier on health, we from the pulpit have not known much about health. We taught about healing, but we didn't know the ramification of our bodies. And there were some natural things that you have to do to walk in health, not just praying, but there's some natural things you have to do. So we'll cover those things. Your connection on the inside to the spirit and the God-built system of cells. Your connection on the inside to the spirit and the God-built system of cells. So I want to think about spirit is spiritual, but then there's a system that God has placed in us to function in our body to keep us healthy. Let me give you the whole thing now. Your connection on the inside to the spirit, but not only to the spirit, and the God-built system of the cells knows the pathway back to your health. No matter how far you have strayed away. That's powerful, isn't it? So no matter how long, how far you have strayed away, the spirit and the system that God built in you know the way back to health. Now, from the church perspective, we have just tried to use the spirit. And then we're working against the spirit, because when you work against the system that God had built in you to apply or keep replenishing health. People have wondered why their prayer is not working, why they get better and they get back sick and die early. It's because it's both ways. You look at Psalm 139:14. You look at that. Because we're fearfully and wonderfully made, marvelous work, and our soul knows right well. That's talking about that system that God has placed in his body, which your body is his body, to keep it functioning, keep it flow, keep it circulating, keep it clear. There are diets and different things you can eat to help your body every day. Like I said, it's personal and private, because if you go to talking to people about health, you're going to talk to them about the system instead of the spirit. So people won't pray and do anything and be healthy. That's not going to work. I've tried it. It don't work. All right? So here's another thing now. And people might not want to do this, but you're going to have to repent of the ignorance or the ignored ability to know right from wrong in cooperating with God's gift of health, long life. I'm going to read it to you again. And eternal life. Repent of the ignorance. There's a lot of ignorance in the pulpit as well as among the body of Christ, God's people. Repent of the ignorance or the ignored ability. Now you see, you could either on one plan. You're ignorant, you don't know nothing about this, but I'm trying to take the ignorance out of you now, out of all of us. But then when the ignorance is removed, then there's another one just as strong as ignorance. Ignoring the truth, ignoring the right way to do it. So repent of the ignorance. What you ignorant or you ignoring? What one are you? Which one are you? You ignorant or ignoring? You ignoring. You're not ignorant. You belong to the church. me too. Just sometimes you ignore it. You know it, but you ignore it. There's no excuse for that, is it? All right, so now you're asking to repent. Now, anybody ever repented of that? Lord, I'm sorry. I act a fool. I jacked up my body last night. No, we very seldom do that, but we need to repent, because if you don't repent, you still got a sin on you, because you know to do right and you're doing wrong. Once your body find out that you're going to cooperate with it, it's going to help you. It's going to give you power to do it. And you feel so much better, all right? And you live so much longer. So let me give you that again, because I want this repent about what I've been eating. Repent of the ignorance or the ignored ability to know right from wrong, in cooperating with God's help, gift of health, long life, and eternal life. All right, let's look at the scripture. Jeremiah. And the Lord pressed me out here this morning and said, go. I was doing my exercise, and I had a notepad I was studying. And I went over some of these notes I studied and taught you about health. He said, no, I want you to go online now and teach it. And so I called my staff and told them I'll be there in a few minutes, half hour, get it ready. And here we are. Notice now, this scripture, I want you to meditate on the scripture. Jeremiah 30:17. Notice what he says, for I will restore health. What did he do with health? Restore. I will restore health unto thee. Boy, that's for I will restore health unto thee. In the midst of all the sickness and all the diseases and all the early death and all, even in this pandemic, it's about your immune system. It's about having the right ingredients in your body so your body can fight and win. So he said, if I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wound, saith the Lord. And he said this because the church is not looked upon as an answer in this area. The church, we have not known much about health. You know what I'm saying? The church is just as doctor-orientated as the world is. Nothing wrong with the doctors, don't get me wrong. But there's a health plan God had. It's a supernatural health plan that God had. So this scripture deals with it. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wound. Notice the word health. Notice the word restore, health, heal, says the Lord. Because they called thee in an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeks after. Now, if we would acknowledge, we in the church, and I'm a Christian, and I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. Yeah, but you're sick. Let me pray for you. I got asthma, high blood pressure, and diabetes, but let me pray for you. Huh? See, so the church is looked on as an outcast in the aspect of she should be the overcast. She should be on top of this and carrying this and delivering people's lives, but they're not. Now, there's a simple statement I want you to write down. It might bring conviction on your heart the rest of your days. God desire for me to be healthy. God desire for me to be healthy. Say that with me. God desire for me to be healthy. Now, I don't care what condition you're in, those of you in tune, I don't care what condition you're in and how long you've been in that condition, these principles and anointing will show you how to overcome even a family deal that been the family been running with for years. If God desire for me to be healthy. Now that's a powerful statement because that's a statement where you can cooperate with God, and God is a supernatural God. He will begin to show you how to walk in health in this journey. He will show you what to do, what not to do. Eating right is not a punishment. Write that down. Eating right is not a punishment. And when you hide and eating junk, you're killing yourself. That won't just come up. When you're hiding and eating junk, you're killing yourself. Now, here's my health come. I don't care how many bad habits you've had. I think the Lord told me if I keep teaching you, you'll catch it. You understand what I'm saying? So it's God's desire for me to be healthy, right? We got that? If I cooperate with God, all things are possible. So it's possible for me to be healthy. Say it's possible for me to be healthy. I don't care how long. And I'm not talking about healthy medicine. There's no such thing as healthy medicine. Medicine might help you to stay alive, but it's not going to bring you health. So we're going to deal with some facts to be considered and corrected now. Some facts to be considered and corrected. The average American diet does not support the biological needs of human cells. The average American diet does not support the biological needs of human cells. Now don't get upset, the second statement is real. The average human diet, nutritionally, is unfit for rats. Must be unequally satisfied, or even more so in meeting human needs. Just eat, you know, we just eat. Just eat. Anything you feel like, just grab it, you know. See, it's most of the diet is about weight. It's not the weight gonna come off automatically, but nutritionally, what are you feeding your cells? Your cells won't fight for you. Without proper cooperation and communication, get those two words, cooperation and communication, we're trying to achieve the impossible on our own. I like that. Don't you like that? Without proper cooperation and communication, we are trying to achieve the impossible on our own. Now, I'm not trying to be spiritual here. I'm dealing with a lot of facts here. The Holy Ghost is backing me up. But he the one told me to come out here and start teaching it. All right? God is my help, my healing, and my help. Help cometh to the body of Christ. Listen to this. We're trying to obtain a maintained health while eating a diet that cannot provide or protect your health. Two things. Provide, it can't provide it. Now, I felt anointed now. See, it can't provide, so the health, it can't protect. You designed to be healthy. I mean, John was speaking God, beloved, I worship of all things that your prophets be in health, even as your soul prospers. But the diet, the wrong type of diet, your cells are fighting, but they can't do nothing. So it just can't provide and it can't protect. So those two things you need to think about, that I want to provide health for my body and I want to protect my body, all right? I want to provide health for my body and I want to protect my body. And it has something to do with my diet. So according to the State World 2000 report, the world is in the midst of a nutrition crisis. In the midst, I am too, you are too, in the midst of a nutrition crisis. Listen to this. See, can you turn to Proverbs 26. Proverbs 26. And I expect many of you all to get healed because the anointing is working here. The Lord sent me with the anointing and the Holy Ghost. Acts 10:38 says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, went about doing good and healing all who was oppressed of the devil. And then you write down Matthew chapter 4, verse 23 through 25. I taught on that yesterday, how Jesus preached the gospel of the kingdom and it was healing all manner of sickness and diseases. But you get healed, but you got that, back to that partnership and that cooperation of the intelligence. That's you that word. The intelligence of your health. Right, write that down. I don't know what we're going to do with it, but intelligently healthy. Instead of being ignorant, you're intelligent, or instead of being ignorant or ignoring your health, you're intelligently healthy because you know God gave you a body and you had to cooperate with him with that body. In Proverbs chapter 26, verse 2. As the bird by wandering, as the swallow by flying, so the curse, what? Causeless shall not come. So when it says causeless, the curse of sickness and disease come with a cause. See, if God designed my body to be healthy and God wanted me healthy and I want to be healthy and I'm not healthy, something wrong. Nothing impossible with God. So the curse of sickness and disease that is running rampant in the body of Christ has a cause. See what I'm saying? Once you recognize what's the cause, and we need, listen, on health, we need the Holy Spirit help. I mean, you know, physically, sensically, emotionally, you're not going to do this. You understand? So I believe that in order to get the Holy Spirit help, and I don't know how seriously you took this, because I know why they keep going back doing the same thing. You know why? You want me to tell you a secret? We don't repent. We don't repent because we're not fully aware of the fact that it's right. You see what I'm saying? So we're going to need the Holy Spirit to bring conviction. After conviction, we can repent and we can make correction. See, on my own strength, trying to keep a proper diet, I'm not going to do it. Because the atmosphere and the system is too contaminated with things that will pull me from it. You follow what I'm saying? So we need to repent and we need the help of the Holy Spirit, who's waiting on somebody to have the right instruction. There you go. Instruction. Now we'll deal with the word instruction. See, my job is to give the body of Christ the right instruction. My help comes from the Lord, and tell them that it's the spirit and the system. Let's use two systems. It's the spirit. It's the spirit of God, want me healthy, the spirit of the enemy, want me sick. All right? It's the system that God has built in me of cells in my body to fight for me as I feed them right. But then there's the other system who's constantly inviting me by TV, by billboards, by other people talking about how good that was. They don't have no the content. They don't know nothing. They're just talking about taste. You know what I'm saying? And that's the problem. So you got two spirits and two systems. I mean, they got it. Y'all sitting there, y'all out there, you know what I'm talking about. Two spirit and two system. You got to know it. And what the Holy Spirit is telling me now is your help to God is spiritual. When you begin to recognize that your health is a part of your spiritual walk, then you're going to fight. You now think your health only physically, but it's more than physical. Your health is spiritual because in 1 Corinthians 6, your body is the temple of God. So that makes it spiritual because now I got to respect God with my body. God live in this shack? High blood pressure, diabetes, can't breathe. And you mean that a good God living here and don't do no better? But it's a partnership, back to the partnership. So two spirit, the spirit of truth and the spirit of lie. Spirit of truth wants you to be healthy. Spirit of the lie want to deceive you and you'll be sick. Two system. You got a system that God built in you, Psalm 139, verse 14, fearfully and wonderfully made, marvelous as it were. Two systems, the system God built in you, that your body will heal itself. Your body is health conscious, but it's constantly stopped by diet. Oh, let's go a little further now. By thinking. What's your thought? What you think and what you eat has effect on how you're going to come out. And you can't think better when you don't know no better. If you think everybody got to have something, everybody got to be sick, all through the family, that's all they did, you see. And then come to a certain age, and at that age now, you got to be crippled and disability. And the psalmist says, Lord, teach me the number of my days that I may apply my heart to wisdom. Y'all look that up. Teach me the number of my days, because there's a certain element of wisdom in health. Health is either you wise or you stupid. I mean, I'm not trying to hurt nobody. I'm just telling you the truth because God wants me to talk to my partners and my members, my partners, those who connected to me. You know, it got 564 online. It's called it, but it ought to have 5,000 online now because we need to know this. Health is spiritual. Health is not just physical. And in these sections, God going to place health wisdom in you, health enlightenment, because you're going to have health wisdom. You're going to have health understanding. You're going to help have, listen to me, and health anointing. I never heard it before. Write it down. Health anointed, because that's going to help us to break the habits that other system had put on us. We'll come back to the system of God, which is spiritual and which is a system he plays in us. Then we're going to be anointed to be healthy. You see what I'm saying? Anointed because, see, that's where the repentance come in at. I never heard nobody teaching about repenting for being sick. And the reason I had to repent for being sick, I'm a part of it. My thinking, my speaking, my eating, how I take care of my body. Are you following what I'm saying? I mean, the audience that I have in here, including my wife, is a young audience, okay? We got a young audience in here. I don't know what your age, but let's not get tied up in that age thing, because God said he'll satisfy you with a long life in Psalm 91. And when God said he'll satisfy you with a long life, that's mean all the days of your life. You can walk in health and leave here without sickness and disease. Just cooperate. Get out the other system. Get out the other spirit. And again, I'm repeating myself. I got some more things I want to say to you, but But I think conviction about, see, not by size, because the size is going to take care of itself. We're not talking about, see the enemy trick us with this size thing, because if we don't know that God wants us healthy, the size thing will fluctuate. You're going to get big, you're going to get small, you're going to get medium. And all these diets, that's what they're about. They're killer diets, a lot of them. They don't have nothing to help your cell. They just, they don't find out how to pull fat out your body. But it's not putting the right stuff in there. You understand what I'm saying? I ain't called no name. I'm just letting y'all know the truth. Because we go on these diet crises for to lose weight and look good and die early. Oh, you make no sense. So although our stomachs may be full and our bellies are fat, malnutrition is our leading cause of disease. That's Proverbs 26:2. Let me get it to you again. Although our stomachs may be full and we're ignorantly satisfied. Let me add that on it. We're ignorantly satisfied because we got a full stomach. I had some I wasn't supposed to eat last night. Sandwich late last night. I shouldn't have had that sandwich. And I still feel it. Although our stomachs may be full and our bellies are fat, amen. You see how many fat bellies you see when you're walking around? Might be yours. Malnutrition is our leading cause of disease. So we're back to Proverbs 26:2 now. The curse caused it should not come. We're causing it. And you shut off these classes. I see 500 something. Shut off. Get off the line. Get off the line if you don't want to know the truth. Get off the line because you're going to be responsible. The Holy Spirit now have a chance to talk with you. When you pick something up, the Holy Spirit say, is this, and boy, that sugar is something, isn't it? Y'all just want to ask me, God, dog it, I know. That sugar call you in the midnight. Come on, get me. Christ removed the curse of sickness and disease from our bodies. Galatians 3:13-14. Christ had redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it's written, curse everyone that hanging on a tree. That the blessing, I tell you, part of the blessing is health. So Christ removed the curse of sickness and disease from our bodies. We must apply our faith and our cooperation with health laws. I'm going over that, children. You got Galatians 3:13-14, right? All right, we've got Christ on the cross. He paid for our health. He's wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripe, we're healed. That means we're healthy, all right? Now, I'm finding something out here this morning. This morning? There has to be a conviction on this. There has to be a cooperation with the Holy Spirit on this, okay? Because this is going to help you, and it's going to help you. Because now you're going to be able to say, Holy Spirit, help me. Holy Spirit, give me wisdom about my health. See, because I don't want you to just concentrate on what I can eat and what I can't eat. That's another trick of the enemy. You just want to know I'm putting the right thing in my body so I can go to the bathroom properly. I just want to get down to the house. All right? And that my system is being flushed and everything is going properly, because a lot of stuff we're putting in our body is stopping us up and causing our body inside to be, sluggish on the inside. And so stuff is moving so slow because we got so much junk in there, our body can't relieve itself, all right? All right, so let me give you this again. Christ removed the curse of sickness and disease from our bodies. We must apply our faith and our cooperation with health laws. Remember, you are the clay, and God is the potter. So God knows more about your body than you know about it. Let's go to Jeremiah. We read Jeremiah 30, 17, right? Didn't we? Huh? We need to meditate that. Jeremiah 30, 17 is divine medication by meditation. You meditate it, it becomes medicine. You see what I'm saying? She said, for I will restore health unto thee. For I will restore health unto thee. For I, so God said, I'll restore health with your cooperation. And I will heal thee of thy wound, says the Lord, because they called thee an outcast, saying, this Zion whom no man seeks out. So here's what the meditation says. My health, your health, and everybody in tune, help, is pushing unto God. That's powerful, man. And God don't want his children sick, just like he don't want them broke. So, see what you can do with this. The principle of restoration stands out here. The principle of restoration stands out here. You can see it vividly that God said you will restore health, and he said, well, whoever need to be healed, to get them into health, I'm going to do both of them. Then here's what else you find in this meditation. The power to do this is unquestionable. For I restore health unto thee, I will heal thee of thy wound, says the Lord. So this is pushing unto God. The principle of restoration stands out here that he can do it, restore to health, and the power to do it is what? Y'all listening? The power to do it is what? I can say it loud if you know it. Unquestionable. Unquestionable. See, you can't be listening, you got to be listening. Unquestionable, the power to restore my health through healing. And then get into health, and then know how to walk in health. Health is a journey. All your life here on earth, because you're in a physical body, you're going to have to know what to do on a daily basis. And notice here in this text, when you meditated, notice here the aim is health through healing. Health through healing. See, now, one of the infirmities of the body of Christ at large, we emphasize on healing. Because the same people keep coming back because they never step into health. They never knew. I had two of my members went to a doctor, and the doctor would tell them the different things about it. More than one did that. And the doctor, I tell them about nutrition. Now, when you find a doctor talking about nutrition, hold on to him, hug him. He said, doctor, start talking about nutrition. And they said, oh, our pastor teaches that. He said, what pastor teaching you that? See, he knows it's not in the church. He knows it's not in the medical field. At large, nutrition is not in the medical field. At large, nutrition is not in the church. Where nutrition at? How are we going to be healthy? How are we going to live long? How are we going to live strong? How are we going to have a long, satisfied life without partnership? We need to have partnership with the Holy Spirit, partnership with God, partnership with Jesus on the blood, what he did for us on the cross. Not just reading the scripture, quoting the scripture, and getting happy. No, we got a part to play. I got a verse here I got to look up. My Lord, are you getting it? Now, what I'm thankful now, class, and I'll call you class, what I'm thankful now is this morning I see that you can't do this. Mm-hmm. And I understand also we have never seeing the importance of repenting for eating something wrong. You just push it on the side. See, the repenting will bring the conviction and the power not to keep doing it over and over again. Finally, you'll whip it. But because you don't repent, Satan can hold you to it. Get you another one. Get you another one. But if you repent, now you done respected God. Oh, Jesus, you have respected God about your health. And now the Holy Spirit can help you in that next round. The Holy Spirit, if he can't help you no more on half of it, he will start helping you because it's a journey. You see, now, I think another problem, Lord, I'll deal with it right now. Condemnation. What the Bible say in Romans 8:1? There's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. What he say though? Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And so in our health aspect, we just plan flat-footed, flat-minded, been walking after the flesh, which is a feeling, which is a taste, which is what everybody else doing and dying and sick. See what I'm saying? So back to the point, we have 633 online now. Back to the point, your health going to have to be personal and private. Because when you start sharing people with stuff like I'm teaching you now, they're gonna separate from you. You're going to lose some friends. So just don't tell them nothing. Just do it. And then let them come ask you, girl, what you're doing. Not just because you lost weight, you got more vigor. And you're more, you're light-footed, you're happy, and you got energy. She said, girl, what are you doing? It's not just weight. What are you doing? But so it's personal and it's private. I hear you, Holy Spirit, and it's power. So health cannot come under not eating meat or not eating sweet roll. That ain't gonna work. Health come when you come under conviction that you must give God his God-given right to live through you in a healthy body. And that God, you can give God the testimony that God has taken care of me in the midst of the pandemic, in the midst of sickness and diseases. For there's only one disease, malfunctioning of cells. They got all these thousand names of disease. There's only one disease. You have disobeyed and you're in trouble because you're part of it. Y'all still out there, don't you? Yes, sir. Yeah, I really don't need a whole lot of amen in this. Because you notice I didn't do no praying or nothing. I prayed in tongues before I got here. But this is so big. We've been so spiritual. We need to get out and hear what this thing is saying and stop putting it on God, talking about the Lord and make a way somehow. The Lord already made a way. All right, let me see this. All right, I got to check this out because this is a voice I want to check out. Then I want to take you a little further. Look in Psalm 119, verse you probably never seen in your life, and verse 126. Matter of fact, I had to look it up to make sure that it pertained to what we're talking about. Psalm 119, verse 126. And it based on it's time for the Lord to work. It's time for the Lord to work. It's time to let the Lord work on my health. You know what I'm saying? And yield and work with him. You see what I'm saying? Look what it says. It is time for thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void thy law. Psalm 119, 126. It is time for thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void thy law. So with the understanding that you're getting, you understand the system have made void of the laws of health given by God. So by you being under that conviction, to have that understanding, you can begin. See, let me go back. I know what Satan using. Satan's using condemnation instead of letting the Holy Spirit give you conviction. he have you, I've seen people duck in the supermarket, they got certain things. And one man had his sandwich and stuff there, and one of my people walked behind him, and he left, he walked off. I mean, he was in line. And he had his chicken and stuff and all that stuff there, cooked, fried and all that, and he had like he wasn't here. The man who was behind the counter, look at him, because he just left it. Because one of my men was standing behind him, one of my members, and another member was standing behind him. It might have been one of my sons, I believe, standing behind him, and he saw him. He left out with no bag or nothing as he didn't come in the store. See, that's not what I'm talking about. Because that ain't no conviction. There's no reality in that. I'm talking about you. You standing behind you. Did you understand that statement? Yes. I'm talking about you in line and you standing behind you and seeing what you're about to get to eat. And then you talk to you. Says the Lord, make everything in his voice total personal in that voice. Psalm 119, 126. The principle of restoration here declare God is ready to take us back to his original plan. God is ready to take us back. But I said Jeremiah 29:11 in the NIV. I ain't got nobody back there waking that thing up. 29:11 in the NIV. I ain't brought none of my instrument out here. 29:11 in the NIV. God said, I have a plan for you. Plan to prosper you and give you a better end, I think, something like that. Uh-huh. Expected end, right. So just look that up. Now let's go to Psalm 139. And people are being healed while I'm speaking. Because he sent me out here. He told me. I was in the workout room. I was on the treadmill. He told me, he said, call and go teach my people about health. I think we've come some real conviction here this morning, because now we know that we're not going to be condemned by what we're eating. We're going to be convicted. See, condemnation is putting wood on the fire for the next, because it's the flesh. You got Romans 8:1? See. Because I'm not trying to catch you eating nothing wrong. You got to catch yourself. Because I ain't saying with you, I am. I'm not going to be with you. You see what I'm saying? I think once a person understand and they don't want to get old and decrepit and can't move around and to cooperate with God. Man, my God. My God. It's all about the immune system. You want some eyes, immune, ignorance, instruction. You want some eyes, you know, like the alphabet eye, immune system, ignorance. Instruction, ignore. You see what I'm saying? Intelligent. We use those words. You see, when I or you misappropriate our body, we're ignorant. Let me tell you some other words. Stupid. Crazy. Once you understand, that's why I told people, if you don't want to hear it, because what you hear, you're responsible for. And you notice I'm not saying, oh, Lord, no, I'm not saying that. Because we've been saying that for 55 years. And I know the Lord is the head of all this, you know. I know the Lord got me out of here. He's trying to get us to a place. But we have been laying hands. He's laid hands so much, laid hand to buy a wig. The laying hands on the old people how. You know what I'm saying? But that's not what God wants. Lay a hand on the sick and the sick shall recover. Now, really, here's the real thing. When the sick recover, they need to discover what's going to keep them well. Got it? Now, I'll say a big word here, and some spiritual people are going to swing at me. Prayer can't keep you healthy. Because prayer will direct you to obey God's laws of eating and thanking and loving and respecting and honoring people. to keep your health, man. Come on. Psalm 139, I'm going to read a little bit and I'm find my jumping off place. Verse 14. I'm going to read a little bit, three or four verses. I will praise thee, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works. Now, he's talking about the body, and then my soul knows right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest part of the earth. Thine eye did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuous were fashioned. See, when as yet there were none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. Oh, my goodness. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I'm still with thee. Those voices just tell you how much God loves you and how precious you are to him. Oh, my. My, my, my. Turn to Psalm 91. I'm going to close you in a few minutes, but Psalm 91. And the word here is to bring conviction, to bring control. The lesson you've been taught this morning is to make you more than a conqueror of your health. Write that down. I'm more than a conqueror of my health. In other words, you're going to be a health conqueror. And you write down Romans 8:37. Yea, and all these things, we are more than conquerors. I want to build health conquerors who know that nothing can stop me from being healthy but me. I don't care how long you've been sick, and I don't care how far, the Holy Spirit will convict you not to and what to. All right? What not to think, cast it down. What not to eat, what not to say, the Holy Spirit. Now, I know we got to depend on the Holy Spirit for this. It's the only way it's going to be done. But the Holy Spirit works with information. So that's why he got me out here, to give the information, and I come out here in love, not in condemnation. I'm out here because the Lord sent me out here to talk with you and give you some insight on why you keep going back or why you get upset when somebody talk to you about your diet, why you make excuses trying to find scriptures in the Bible to verify your ignorance. See, you go to the Bible and try to get you another verse. Say, slay and eat all things. Eat all the poison they put in it since they said that. You see what I'm saying? And so the two intelligent versus ignorant. Conviction and conquering versus condemnation. How much do you care for yourself? How long do you want to live? And then in the span of your living, how do you want to live? All right? I think nobody really had to put you on a diet. I think you know. Yeah, you can read. I think if you read everything before you put in your mouth, you'll quit. Huh? You remember I told you, the man gave me a medicine that had 70-something effect. 70. And the Holy Ghost told me, said, check that out. So I went, I had my family, somebody went on the computer. It was seven. It might have been more than that. I said, no. I'm really going to be sick when I go back to him. He really going to have something to work with. He didn't see me no more. Oh, that's been years. That's been a while ago. I'm going to be checked up by doctors who know what I'm talking about. You know, I sent three of them to a doctor who know this stuff I'm talking about. And they're all still alive. and they love their pastor. Oh, pastor, oh, thank you, Jesus. Because some of them were headed for death. It's powerful, man. It's a powerful moment in our lives. Y'all, young people, it's a powerful moment. My goodness. In Psalm 91, I'm going to read these scriptures, I think. Psalm 91, verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, from the noisome pestilence. And it says, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wing shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Now, that truth, how can we get sick? How will 90% or more of the body of Christ sick, if this is true? And look at the night voice. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil, verse 10, before thee, neither shall what? Any plague, come nigh thy dwelling. I'm not going to even let it get close. Look at verse 14. Because thou hast set his love on me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. Verse 15. He called upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. Will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. God's original system is a health system. God is a health restoring God. Notice there are two voices. God's voice and the world voice. Two voices. Jeremiah 30:12. I'm about to close. I got 7 minutes. I'll do an hour. Jeremiah 30:12-13. Write that down. For thus saith the Lord, thy bruise is incurable and thy wound is grievous. 13 verses. There is none to plead thy cause, that thou mayest be bound up. Thou hast no healing medicine. Thy bruise is incurable. Thy wound is grievous. There's no one to plead your cause. Thou have no healing medicine. But verse 8 says, for it shall come to pass that day. So let me see, can I wrap things up today just talking with you and go back and hit a few things, highlight a few things as we started. We started talking about taking the journey back to health. We talked about understanding the principle of restored health. We talked about health as God's original plan. We talked about it's time for your restoration of your health. And I thank God he gave us insight about not being condemned. I'm repeating that, but it's important. And just don't get on the eating thing, because then Satan will ride you. But you know the two system, right? And you know one system is health and the other system is unhealthful. All the smart people are unhealthy. They're real deep, all right? So we talk about repent of the ignorance and then ignoring what God is saying to us. Talk about fat bellies and malnutrition, didn't we? The average American diet does not support the biological need of the human cell. The average American diet does not support, even the one the health people put out, will not support, because some things you shouldn't have, all right? Remember Proverbs 26:2, Jeremiah 30:17. All right, let me pray. Father, we thank you today for this health class you sent me to do this among the body of Christ. There are many loving people on the line and loving people sitting in this auditorium. And I know you want them to go the long haul. And Lord, we all need help. We need the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, help us with our healing. Holy Spirit, not only with our healing, help us with our health. Give us wisdom. Give us abilities to make decisions that are wise. Holy Spirit, I ask for conviction on the body of Christ, especially this remnant who's here with me online. I thank you for each one of them. And whatever disease or sickness that is on their body, I curse it to the root and command it to wither and to die and to leave their life. And then, Father, in their mind, in their consciousness, in their imagination, in their emotion, their will and desire, in their soul. Because you say, beloved, I wish above all that you prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. I decree that every person in the sound of my voice, the Holy Spirit is developing a consciousness of health, consciousness of what needs to be done, not condemnation, consciousness of the truth. Father, I pray that there are men and women online all over the world this morning, listen to me. It's not by might nor by power, but it's by your Spirit. But I declare and decree health coming to the body of Christ. I know it's going to be a remnant. Some people are going to ignore. They're not going to pay attention. They're not going to let you make the changes in their life. But I pray, Lord, as you led us to understand that whatever we want to correct, we have to repent of. I know there's millions of people who never repent on eating wrong because they didn't know it was wrong. But have mercy, show us. Holy Spirit, you here. I can't do this myself. I need help. I'm talking to people who really love God, who follow you and praying and reading your word and supporting your work. They're doing everything, Lord, but they're still sick. I pray this morning that you would touch bodies, touch mind, touch anointing. May a health anointing, may a health mantle come on every person under the sound of my voice. May they not be condemned, but convicted. And then Holy Spirit, help them to make the correction that need to be made in their life to walk in divine health. We thank you. We bless all the assistance we've had. We bless all medical doctors. We bless hospitals who've tried to help us. But we must help ourselves. The church must recognize there's an anointing of health on you. Use it. Change. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, and I'll see you the next round.